Hi everyone, welcome back to Jigoku 101 Podcast. I'm Mizuki.
And I'm Aira.
So, since summer, I keep seeing this trend on TikTok where people talk about de-influencing people. It started as like de-influencing like with makeup products or skincare products or like gadget type of thing. Like influencers were like telling people like, I know this product is like going viral on TikTok, but and a lot of people want it for the sake of it being viral, but you actually don't need it. That kind of de-influencing. And I started to see that trend kind of steep into like other niches as well. And I thought maybe we can talk about de-influencing in the studying abroad world as well. So that's going to be today's topic. We're going to try and de-influence some of the stereotypes, I guess, or some of the pressures that maybe international students are feeling, like they need to be a certain way or they need certain things and stuff like that. But we're here to de-influence and kind of clear out your mind. So that is our mission here.
Yeah, mission of the day.
Mission of the day. So, what should we start with?
Actually, Mizuki-chan made a list about the de-influencing thingy regarding studying abroad. So maybe we can start with your list, mm-hmm. and I can comment about it.
Wait, hold on. Where's the list? Okay, there it is. Okay, let's start with like little things, I guess. Mm-hmm. So the first things are electronics. Like, people think that you need, like, expensive electronics or aesthetic electronics like Apple, you know, Apple laptops. Or what is it called? MacBook. Or, like, people think that you need both laptops and tablets. Tablet wa areka, nihongo ka. What do you call them? iPads? Tablet
to you, ne? Tablet da yo.
Tablet. Tablet? That sounds weird.
But yeah,
you know, tablet, ne? And surprisingly, I don't know about you, but I get a lot of questions about like those electronics. Like, should I buy Apple products or should I buy
Windows?
Yeah. And I'm surprised that like a lot of people are actually like stressed about it in a way.
Really?
Well, they're not stressed, but They're legit, like, I don't know which to buy. I don't know what to buy. Like, which products do, like, American students use and stuff like that. So, first is you don't really need to stress out about electronics if you have to fit in or not, or if you have to look aesthetic or not. Like, you don't need Apple products to go through college, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't need the same laptop as other students. You don't need to have Apple Watches. You don't need both iPad and laptops. Like, bring whatever you think you need and, you know, take notes on whichever devices that would fit in your need, I guess. Because you used iPad, right, to take notes?
Oh, no, I used a laptop
most of
the time, yeah.
Oh, okay. But, you know, a lot of students, like, these days especially use, like, iPads as their notes and make it all cute and aesthetic and, like, you know.
Yeah, because I'm so bad at, like, hand lighting, so.
Me too.
And, me too. Yeah, I couldn't keep up with, like, hand lighting all the time during, like, 3 hours of lecture, so I just took notes through laptop. And I think I bought iPad in my fourth year in college for no reason. At that time, like, iPad being such a like trend for like college students, so like I was like, oh, I kind of want an iPad, so I'm one of the influenced college student. Yeah.
Like, college students think that they're gonna have this organized life once they have an iPad, but you actually have to like put in work to create those like aesthetic looking what do you call them, like, not diaries, what do you call them,
journal
journal, or like schedule-cho. What do you call
schedule-cho? A planner.
Yeah. And I've seen tons of, like, you know, videos from like those study accounts on TikTok, you know, making it all cute and like their handwriting is perfect.
Yeah.
But like I can never like make it look like that, and I can never like put in all that effort, and your life is not going to be like magically organized just because you have an iPad. So, you know, I've seen a lot of people say like, I thought having an iPad was going to solve all my issues, but no, that wasn't the case. So I gave it to my mom or something like that.
Yeah.
So you don't need expensive devices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in 2020 or 2019, a bullet journal became a thing.
A bullet journal?
Yeah.
A bullet journal. What's a bullet journal?
Well, you don't know.
Is it like a just a bullet point?
No, it's kind of the mixture of journal and planner.
Uh-huh.
Well, you don't know.
I don't journal or plan.
Oh, so. Okay. It's a bullet journal, and in Japanese it's called bullet journal.
Bullet journal って言うんだ。
Yeah, and it became a thing in 2020, and like people like started making journal and planner at the same time and making a bullet journal.
Yeah.
So that's where iPad became a thing for college students, I think. Yeah, people started making bullet journal, and also like, yeah, people realize iPad can be really like convenience to take a note during a lecture. So yeah, I think, yeah, in 2020, yeah, iPad became a thing for college students. Yeah.
I take notes on like just a paper note, paper notebook, because I can't really type that fast. I'm not really good at typing. And if I try to type during lectures, everything just goes through my head and I can't focus at all. So I like to just like write it on a piece of paper. So, you know, you don't have to have an iPad. Just do whatever works for you is the first de-influencing for you.
Yeah. Wait, do you prefer MacBook or Windows? Wait, you used MacBook.
Right? I've never used Windows. I only have MacBook.
Same.
Yeah. People ask whether to get Windows or Apples, and I'm like, I don't know. It's not like Apples is like this revolutionary thing. I'm used to like Apple products, sadly. So like I stick to Apple products. But like there's tons of like great Windows products as well, and sometimes they're better and cheaper because Apple is like expensive as fuck and like it does the same thing, so
yeah but so. To be honest, like Windows getting expensive these days.
Yeah,
if you want to buy what was the laptop which you can use as a tablet. Yeah,
like the folding type?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Is it like Microsoft laptop? Yeah, I don't know. But it is getting like popular.
Yeah, it's kind of same price as MacBook Air. So people think the Windows is like cheaper than MacBook. And yes, for sometimes, but no at the same time. So
yeah. I mean, there's so many like varieties when it comes to Windows.
Yeah.
When it comes to Apple, it's just like four just different two. Or two, I don't know. But and like they function the same pretty much.
Yeah.
So
but if you are majoring like architecture or like kind of like art side of the program, then maybe MacBook is better than Windows, because if you use the Photoshop or like any Adobe software,
like Final Cut Pro and like those editing apps,
Final Cut Pro, I think it's better using MacBook as well. Yeah.
Is it? I've heard the opposite. I've heard like Windows has more power, like buddy key to it. I'm sure it like depends on like which Windows computer you're going to get, but I don't really know about that technical side. So
yeah, like to be honest, I never used Adobe Soft in Windows, so I don't know. But my friend who has like both Windows and MacBook told me that if you want to use the Adobe softwares, you better buy a MacBook in terms of like UI and UX.
I've heard like you should like get your laptop based on like your major and stuff. Because like computer science people, I guess,
prefer Windows.
Yeah. So like if you're an art student, they should get like iPad or, you know, tablets and stuff to create art on. What's it called? Procreate.
Oh, procreate.
Yeah. To like create art and stuff. So it really depends on like your major as well. So it's better to kind of like research your field and also just go to Bikkamera and like ask the professionals.
Yeah.
That's the first de-influencing. Second one. You want to read it out or?
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Because it's your list.
The second one is, I mean, this kind of ties into what we just said, but you don't need new everything for back to school. You don't need to buy new stationaries, buy new notebooks, buy new everything for back to school. Because I keep seeing like these influencers during back to school season, like rightfully so, because it is on season. So I get why they make these back to school related videos. But I keep seeing people like buying new shit every year. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I know.
Why?
Yeah, like even like backpacks or like
I know
pink case.
Yeah. And like get new highlighters and pens and stuff.
Even like shoes and sneakers. And I was like,
that's
what?
True.
Yeah.
Like new clothes and stuff. And I'm like, you don't need all that. Like average college students don't get new stuff every year. So you don't need to feel like you need new stuff for back to school every single year. Just use what you have. People don't care if you have the latest this or, you know, the trendy this. People don't care. So just use what you have, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
But I like those back to school videos, though.
It is nostalgic.
Yeah.
It is fun. I would, I do think it's fun. I wouldn't say like stop making those videos, but like don't be influenced into thinking that you need new monoraying.
Nomuraing?
Monoraying. Monoraying da yo ne? That highlighter, the Japanese highlighter. Monoraying ja nai kke? Like Japanese stationaries are getting like really popular and like globally these days. And especially this, I think it's called monoraying. These pastel highlighters. Okay. Yeah.
No, and I don't use highlighters these days, so.
I don't either. I don't use stationaries at all.
Monoraina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monoraina ka. And like Mujirushi no stationaries are really popular too.
Yeah, true.
I get it. Like I used to be obsessed with like getting every single colors of the same stationery line when I was in like elementary school. So I get it, but like you don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You only need one pen and
exactly
one mechanical pencil. Wait, do you say mechanical pencil or like
mechanical pen? Ball pen
no
koto?
No, sharp pen.
Ah, sharp pen? Oh, yeah, it is called mechanical pencil.
Yeah, why? Never mind.
Is ball pen ball pen?
Pen.
Pen.
Yeah, because you know, in like in Japanese middle school, like we learned sharp pen as mechanical pencil, right? Yeah. Like I never used mechanical pencil when I'm talking with my friend in Toronto. So I'm kind of like being unsure about like
what's called it.
Yeah.
I think they just call it pencil.
Even
isn't it?
Even it's sharp pen.
Like if they're talking about like sharp pen no shin, like specifically, then like they would say like mechanical pencil.
Oh,
but you know the yellow pencil that everybody uses, like that's more shuryu. That's more that's more
common.
Common, I guess. Yeah.
Wait, I don't think that's included as a mechanical pencil. That's
a pencil. It's not a mechanical pencil. But because like just a normal ass pencil is more commonly used in the States, people just call it a pen or a pencil. I don't know. I'm not American.
True.
I don't have any credibility there.
Yeah. So, what we were talking about?
Don't buy new stationaries and back to school items every year.
So the next category is to not buy coffee or boba or any sort of beverages every day and hurt your wallet like that. So make your own drinks.
I know.
Or just drink water.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why, but I was so addicted to boba when I was in college. Like,
Do you think you are like addicted to the taste or addicted to the idea of having boba in your hand?
Both. Of course, both. Yeah.
Both. No, I get it. I think it's like comforting in a way to have some sort of beverages with you. Mm. I would give you a pass if you have that flex money on your student ID. Mm-hmm. You know, the flex money that people have that you can use like on campus cafes and whatever. Because most people like don't use it all up until the end of the semester. So if you have flex money, then like go ahead. Mm-hmm. But like if you're, you know, buying coffee or tea or boba or whatever every single day out of your pocket, then yeah, it's not good for your wallet. Mm-hmm. It's not good for your health either. So sometimes it's okay. It's a treat, you know, it's not a necessity mm-hmm. in my opinion. So
sorry. Yeah.
It's okay. It's all right. It happens.
I mean, it's better to have your own tumbler and like make your own coffee or tea and bring to school. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. Like the coffee on campus just fucked up my guts and it made me so bloated. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't have it. And I don't really drink coffee that often anyway. So I just had water every single day in my tumbler.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Yeah.
And I have like one funny story about like those coffee story. And
huh? Oh, what the heck?
大丈夫?
그랬었다.
So I have one funny story about like those coffee story back in college. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the library by myself and found my senpai in the like lounge where Starbucks located at. Mm-hmm. And my senpai was ordering Trenta. Mm-hmm. Trenta green tea lemonade without lemonade syrup. So that's technically Trenta green tea. Mm-hmm. And she's Japanese. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, why are you buying like just only like green tea from like Starbucks that even though you can make it by yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of funny because no one ordered Trenta iced green tea from Starbucks, so.
I think they're just addicted to going to like coffee shops in a way because it's fun. I get it. It is fun. But you know, you don't gotta go every day.
And you need Starbucks for your Insta story, so.
Insta story. To be aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. Just, you know, reuse the cup.
Ew.
I'm just joking. I sound very, like, boring right now. I feel like people listening to this are going to be like, Mizuki's so boring. Let me buy whatever I want every day. Which, you know, it's your own money. So, like, I'm not telling you not to do it. Like, if you want to buy it, go ahead. But just saying. Yeah. Taking everyone's advice, literally. I think this is a big one. Especially these days, there's so many influencers that talk about studying abroad. Which is a good thing, you know, because you can have so many like advice from so many other people and get so many perspectives on this one matter, right? But not everyone's experience is going to be the same. And like those advices will... Advices? Is advice plural or no?
Plural.
Plural? Does it get plural?
It's not.
Advice. Advices. Whatever it is. Like, those advices will, like, change based on the country that you're in as well. You'll have a completely different experience if you're in a completely different country. So, like, advice are, like, of course a good thing because it helps you, like, prepare for stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't have to, like, take it literally and, like, think that that's the only way or, like, it'll fix everything or something like that. Like, you should be able to have your own experience without, like, other people's, like, opinions, if that makes sense. Or, like, other people's influence, yeah.
Yeah, one's advice is not the only way, so I think you should keep in mind that. Mm-hmm. But I'm the type of person, like, get influenced by other people's opinion so easily, so mm-hmm. so I can't be that mind, you know.
I feel like because, like, it's so easy to get someone's perspective or experience or advice so easily online these days, that kind of, like, robs your own experience, if that makes sense. Like, you should be able to experience something blindly, if that makes sense. Because, like, if you, like, hear too much of what other people have to say or hear too much of someone's experience, you kind of expect that to yourself, and you can't really, like, have your own experience blindly and, like, enjoy your own experience, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Wait, could you say it again?
Wait, hold on. So, for example, we're someone who talks about our studying abroad experiences and the things that we went through, the things that we learned and advice and all that, right? When you're so, like, easily influenced, or when you inform yourself too much about something, you kind of expect the same thing on you.
So I think that's a different story, because that's not the advice.
What do you mean?
So you're saying that people are so influenced by other people's opinions so that they criticize about their own, like, own situation, or, like...
It's not that they criticize. It's more of they can't have their own life. They can't have their own experience.
Yeah, I understand, but that's not the advice that they got from like, influencers. That's... I don't know. Yeah, that's not the advice.
What do you mean? I don't get it. What do you mean that's not the advice? It's not really the advice. It's more of the experience.
Yeah. But you were saying that, like, don't take everyone's advice literally. So that's not the advice that they got from, but that's how, like, people compare oneself to others, like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a different story, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know.
Oh, but...
It falls into the same, like, category. It falls into the same thing that I want to say. Like, it's not so much about advice, but it's the same thing as, like, being online so much, being on social media so much, relying every, like, sources, every information that you can get from social media. That includes advice, experiences, etc. And you expect everything that is laid in front of you.
I understand, but... So you're talking about those, like, experiences that influencers are distributing on social media, right? And people are seeing those, like, posts as advice from them.
Well, it doesn't even have to be, like, advice.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be advice. It could just be looking at some other college student's life.
Yeah, I know. But that's not the term you're saying, that don't take someone's advice so seriously.
Well, it's more about, like, don't take social media seriously.
that's the term. Yeah.
I should have probably, like, categorized it as, like, a don't take social media seriously. I actually have, like, another category that says, like, using social media to validate you. I think that ties into the same bracket, I guess, right? But this thing that we're talking about right now is more so about, like, influencers and, like, other college students online that you don't really know. Like, of course, it's great to have, like, a role model or take advice from someone that went through a similar thing before you. And you can, like, prepare yourself mentally or whatever. Of course, that's a great thing, and that's one great thing about social media, but, like, you know, it's social media. It's not fake, but it's not also, like, everything. You can't really see everything on social media, so, like, you shouldn't take social media so seriously and just, like, take it as a piece of someone's life and be like, okay, like, if that ever happens to me and, like, if that applies to me, then, like, I'll look at you as an example. But, like, you don't have to, like idolize someone so much mm. or model someone so much.
Mm.
Like you should be able to be your own self.
Mm.
まとまった。
まとまった。そうそうそう。
Nice,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So don't take social media so seriously. And at the end of the day, the one who's going to decide your life is you. So
not exactly.
like other influencers. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, you got to have your own opinions and like your decisions.
Mm-hmm. And also like the next thing that I have on the list is like, don't use social media to validate you. That applies to more of like your inner circle with your friends. Because, you know, a lot of people post their themselves enjoying their life or clubbing or going out with friends, whatever. Mm. And it's easy for you to compare yourself to your friends, whether that friend is in Japan or studying abroad, wherever they are. It's easy for you to kind of compare yourself. And like, in order to validate yourself, in order to make you believe that you're on the right track or you're doing good, people tend to post stuff on social media to make themselves look good in a way. I'm not saying like that's what everybody does or that's what people do it all the time. But, you know, it's easy to fall into that trap.
Yeah.
To use social media to validate you that, you know, you're kind of telling yourself that you're doing a great job.
Yeah. As long as it's not a closed friend story or Finsta, then that's not the fake, but like not like every aspect of themselves. So
I mean, most people only post positive things, things that are going great, things that look aesthetic, things that look cute, things that make them look good.
Yeah.
You know, they don't post themselves crying or struggling. You know, most people don't do that.
I know.
So social media isn't a fixer-upper of your life, you know. I kind of fell into that trap when I first started studying abroad. I kept seeing like my other friends that are also studying abroad and they were having fun, clubbing, making friends. And I was over here having no friends, locked into the library every single day, having no fun, crying all the time. And I was like, they're having fun. Like, why can't I have fun? Why can't I make friends and like kind of compare myself? And it wasn't fun. So I just stopped looking at my friends' social media all at once. And that made it better. I don't know if it's a toxic way of dealing with stuff, but you know, it is a way to deal with it.
Yeah, I had so many friends like who stopped watching like Instagram and even deleted Snapchat.
Yeah. A lot of people like deactivate accounts or like delete it for the week or something, you know? Yeah. It's good to have a healthy boundary with social media. Trying to be friends with everyone. This might be a little controversial. I don't know. But you should always try to be social and find potential friends. They might be strangers now, but like it's always good to like find potential friends and socialize and all that. But you don't have to try and be friends with every single people that you encounter. So yeah, that's that.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it.
Oh yeah, we talked about on the different episode about like the types of friends.
Oh. Types of friends, maybe.
Oh, that was the type of the parties. Never mind.
Type of the parties. But we did. We do have like three episodes about like friendships.
Yeah, with Mike.
Yeah, one with Mike and two just us. So like, I mean, if you want to like, you know, listen to us rant about friendships, like you can check one of the episodes. So we don't really need to go in deep in this episode, honestly. But like, you know, you don't have to be friends with everyone. And you don't need to keep being friends with someone that you don't really vibe with or you don't really agree with, you know. So a lot of people, like, once they find friends, they get so excited and then they get scared of losing that friend. But sometimes being alone is better than, like, being with people that doesn't really give you a good influence. That was me the first semester. Like, I was around the wrong people and I was depressed. Mm-hmm. I was miserable. But then I was like, well, if I'm not friends with them, like, if I stop being friends with them, if I stop hanging out with them, like, I have no one to hang out with. So I just sucked it all in and I was like, yeah, I just kept hanging out with them, but it never made me feel good, or it just made me feel more alone in a way.
To be honest, I was kind of like so easy with like making friends. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the good like personalities of myself. So mm-hmm. like I've never like struggled to make a friend, like, to be honest,
mm-hmm.
even in like Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
But like I got like some many DMs about like making like how you made friends or something like that, and then I always say like you have to be like so like open-minded, and like sometimes if you want to make a friend you have to like don't hesitate to go to like parties or like mm-hmm. other like social events, and sometimes you need to do that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, if your goal is to make a friend, like you have to be social, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I get your ideas too, like you don't need that many friends.
Yeah, at the end of the day, 狭く深く is better than 広く浅く。
確かに狭く広くってか英語ではあまりないよね、そういう。
Having like a deep friendships with couple people、
うん、
sometimes is better than having like surface level friendships with a lot of people.、
うん、
And when you find your people, like that feeling is like something else.
Yeah, it literally depends on your personality, you know? Because mm-hmm. some people like just satisfy with their own life without any friends.
Mm.
So having friends is not the only way to spend a good college life. So
yeah, you know, having a friend group is not always the goal to college life. And of course, like you said, you can be happy without any of that.
Mm.
You can be someone that's satisfied with just being friends with everybody.
Mm.
Not having a deep relationship with you know, people, but like having a lot of friends and like, yeah. 広い顔を持つっていうの、そういうのって。
ああ、そんな言葉もあったような気がする。
なんかわかる。だからそう、広い顔を持つのも、持つので満足する人もいるし。And if that works for them, like, of course.、
うん、
you do you.、
うん、
But a lot of people are pressured to have a friend group.、
うん、
Most people in my DMs are like pressured to have best friends.、
Oh.
And I'm like,
that's hard.
You're only there for like a couple months to a year.
Yeah. If you're an exchange student, making like best friend at the like foreign college is the hardest one, I think.
Yeah.
Like even for seiki ryugakuse, mm-hmm. I think like not everyone has the best friend. Mm-hmm. I did, but like some of my friend like didn't have any like best friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the like wrong expectation, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just drop all your expectation when it comes to friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody is so different.
Yeah.
And you do you. If you found your own people, then that's great. But if you didn't, that's also fine too.
Yeah.
So don't like be obsessed over having best friends or having a lot of friends.
Mm.
Forcing to change your personality or taste just to fit in.
Mm. For me, I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the benefit of being going to studying abroad.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like trust that like idea of like making changing your personality to fit in your like new environment.
Mm-hmm. I think there's like a fundamental personality that is you, and you shouldn't change that, or like you shouldn't force yourself to change that. Like change happens naturally, so that's fine, but you shouldn't like force yourself into being someone else. But I do think it's sometimes good to kind of try something new.
Mm.
Try new hobbies, new aesthetic, new lifestyle, I guess, to find yourself in college. So I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a line.
I feel like if you're getting tired of like being fake you, then just stop immediately.
Yeah.
But if you think that you can get like used to it, I mean, used to your new personality, then like, maybe you should keep going.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because, like, for example, in my case, you guys know I hate partying. I hate socializing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to try it. Because I went to a couple parties and I actually did have a good time. I had a new experience and I saw a new world that I wasn't willing to go there, you know? And I found friends there. I found new lifestyle there. It fascinated me and all that. So it was good for me to try something new, try to get out of my comfort zone. But that doesn't mean like you need to change who you are to fit in. Just because partying culture is popular, if that makes sense. So, you know, there's a limit in line to everything. Just don't lose yourself. You know?
True.
And, like, I feel like there's this, like, idea that all Americans and Canadians are outgoing. But that's not true. There's tons of introverts in the States.
Yeah, same.
Not everyone is, like extroverted and party crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe drop that stereotype.
Yeah,
there's no way everyone's gonna be outgoing, like, and you're gonna find your community. There's a community to everything. So it's good to like try and find your own community.
But yeah, I know. Well, like party culture is like very different from what we have in Japan. So I kind of want like those listeners like who is gonna study abroad very soon to experience the party culture in like States and Canada or other countries, maybe at least once or twice. But like after you experience like parties and if you felt that you don't like it, then yeah, just don't go and try to find your like your own community.
Yeah. This is harder to talk about than I thought it was going to be. I don't know why.
It's kind of like life tips. Like more than like de-influenced other people said.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It says do whatever you like. What does that mean? Well, I guess it means do whatever you like. And on the last thing on the list is about pronunciation. There is this toxic thought with Japanese, especially, that you need to have perfect pronunciation. I think Japanese people are more obsessed about pronunciation than other countries. And of course, pronunciation is important for other people to understand what you're saying. But it's not about having a perfect pronunciation. It's just about having a pronunciation good enough for other people to understand.
But you know, it's kind of funny that like not every like Japanese influencer who's teaching English on like social media is saying that you have to have like good pronunciation to communicate with other like foreigners. But there's like stereotype of having a good pronunciation in terms of speaking English. So that's kind of funny, I think.
It is funny. I wonder why we're so obsessed with that.
Some people teaches hatsun kigo, or like how you use your tongue and something like that. But like, we never taught that you have to have good pronunciation in like school or like even on social media.
Yeah.
But Japanese people think that pronunciation, you have to have a good pronunciation. But you know, I was kind of that type of person like who's thinking about pronunciation so much when I was in middle school, when I first studying English. Because I was like comparing with Kikoku Shijo people. So that's why like I didn't have any like confidence speaking English if you have, because of my pronunciation. So I get like those people like thinking like having good pronunciation is one of the way to being like good English speakers.
Yeah. Of course, like pronunciation is one of the skills that you can have, definitely. But it's only a small portion of it. And like when you hear like other accents from other countries, you don't think like, oh, their accent. is bad, or like, oh, they don't have American accent. You don't think that.
Mm.
So like, why should you like criticize your own accent?
Mm.
When it just means that like you can speak another language. It means that that's not your native language and you can also speak English. And I think that's a good thing.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I was so uncomfortable speaking English when I was in Japan. But after, like, I went to States as a, like, exchange student when I was in the first grade of high school, like, I was very comfortable speaking English. And I was so, like, open-minded. I was so, like, I could use English more, like freely. So I think those, like, atmosphere of, like, what Mizuki-chan Mizuki-chan said were like those like stereotypes that staying in Japan, that like having like you gotta have good pronunciation in terms of speaking English, that atmosphere like makes you so that's what like de-influenced thingy that we have to make in mind, you know, because yeah, like pronunciation is like, yeah, as long as like you can like communicate with others properly, then pronunciation is the next one.
I feel like Japanese people are so strict to other Japanese people. That's what it is. Like, 日本人の英語を一番ジャッジするのが日本人. It's like, when it comes to English, we have so many, like, internalized hate that we project that to other people. And, like, when we hear other people speak English, we tend to, like, I don't know if it's insecurity or whatever, but, like, we tend to bring that person down.
Yeah.
Like, we're so strict to our own people. So, like, if you ask any foreigner, they don't give a shit about your pronunciation. As long as they understand you, that's what, to them, that's what the most important thing, you know?
Yeah, that's the 国民性って nationality.
Did I do that?
Nationalism.
Nationalism なのかな? Nationalism. National character.
Wait,
what?
Yeah, not a national character.
National traits.
It
doesn't sound right, ne?
そうそうそう. Well, yeah. That's the national character.
ですね。国民性ですね。
そうそう。国民性なんですよ。
Don't be too hard on yourself, and don't be hard on other people.
Yeah.
We're all trying our best. And having a perfect pronunciation is not the end-all be-all to English.
I know.
So that is the de-influence of the day.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Do you got anything else?
Yeah, I was gonna talk about like how any other like stereotypes of being like college students in Canada and the States, like regarding like any like pressures from parents or like pressures from like social.
Oh, that's what the do whatever you like is.
Oh, okay. That's true. Yeah. But I feel like that's gonna be another hour of episode. So
that's true. That could be
another
episode.
Yeah, we can make another episode about that. Yeah.
To sum it up.
Moody.
I mean, to sum it up, it's just like, don't cave into the pressure of like your parents or your friends or the society.
Yeah.
Society that you need to be a certain way, or you need to come back to Japan, or you need to stay in the States or Canada, or you need to have a good job, you need to do this, you need to do that. Like, do whatever the fuck you want, you know? That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of like college students are struggling with that topic. So maybe we can talk about how we like face with that issues. I had the moment, so
I think a lot of students go through that.
Yeah.
Well, that was the list. It was a chaotic episode.
I know.
It was so chaotic. I was like, what were we talking for an hour?
Is that even like a trend of like, is that the even a
de-influencing?
Yeah.
It's a trend. Like, look it up on TikTok. There's a lot of people like talking about de-influencing.
Yeah, well, I was wondering like if that's this deep or like if it is, if that's this like chaotic.
Oh, it's not deep. No. It's not deep. We just made it deep.
Yeah, because like we started with like don't buy iPad and like ended up with like life in
lessons.
General. Yeah.
I started this episode with like those lighter, more non-serious topics. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the de-influencing for you. Mm-hmm. It's good to have like a social cleanse sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
Social media cleanse. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, because we're all chronically online too much.
I know.
It's good to just, you know, get out of the social media world and see the world as it is and refresh your mind.
Yeah, I don't know if the world is better than social media, but...
it's not. It's really not. It sucks.
Yeah, so maybe go for hiking or like...
Yeah, just go for a enjoy hike nature.
Or like, yeah, enjoy nature and...
Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
And come back to social media. But let's appreciate what we have and appreciate our privilege.
Oh, so deep.
I think it's important to acknowledge your privilege, you know?
I know.
I mean, the fact that you can study abroad is a big privilege. It means that you have the financial support. You're stable enough to go, you know? Mm-hmm. Study abroad, and it's always nice to acknowledge that and make good use of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's it for today's episode. It ended on a very serious note, but I hope you find this episode somewhat helpful. And if you have any topic requests, let us know in the Google form.
Please.
And follow us on socials and whatnot. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.